Hello, everyone. This is Vicki Woodyard, and I'm going to call this podcast Taking Down the Walls. I left Facebook about a month ago because I felt that I was a little bit burnt out. And to remedy that, I bought a microphone so I can resume podcasting. It feels like an ideal time to do it over a hot, slow summer. My son and I are talking with a counselor about how it feels to be the last two people standing in a nuclear family of four. Now, what does that have to do with non-duality or enlightenment? It has everything to do with it, because everything is connected. In my wholeness, and in my wholeness alone, do I have anything to offer you, the listener? My wholeness encompasses the broken places where the light gets in. The broken places happened twice. First, when my little 7-year-old daughter died of cancer. At that time, I put up a wall, according to my brother, that was like, he said it was like an iron wall or a steel wall with iron spikes. That's it. You get the picture. Apparently, the loss of a child makes that wall go up so that you can go on living. Her loss also set my feet firmly on the spiritual path, and I've never looked back. At the time of my husband's diagnosis, he asked me to find my passion before he died, and this voice speaking to you is that passion bearing fruit. Sorrow has offered me a chance to serve at the keyboard here speaking to you with the mic by the side of the keyboard. I'm speaking to you about how it feels to go on after the loss of a child and a lifelong mate. I've been doing a lot of copious weeping over the summer, tears plopping onto my face and onto my shirt. As I realize with every day that passes, that Bob Woodyard is still alive and well. I just can't put out my hand and touch him. And I feel the same way about my beautiful daughter, who died at the end of first grade with a loose tooth. She was buried in a pink hand-smock dress that a friend had made. And another friend sent her a sweetheart rose wrist corsage with the express wish that she'd be buried in it. It is from that sort of experience that I'm able to open my heart and write about my losses. I don't believe that any spiritual approach that promises to make you impervious to sorrow is a worthy path. What I do believe is that the light does get into the broken places. I don't have anything to offer you on the personal level but confession. And my confession is that I've been broken twice and I've lived to tell the tale. I have a growing conviction that sharing my story is what has saved my life and given it new meaning. I've learned how to get to the still point to do energy healing. I often sit in my old chair and just breathe and enjoy the silence and the still point. Here, there is no earthly family, no earthly sorrows or joys. There's just this all-encompassing cosmic consciousness. But after a while, I have to get up out of that chair and cook dinner and write checks and write books. And as I do, increasingly, I want to give more and more heart space to the loved ones that still surround me and still believe in me. I know they're there. Bob came to me in that powerful dream several years ago, and he said, "Your prayers are written on the wall of my heart every day." I honor that kind of love as he honors my commitment to sharing my passion with those who are interested enough to listen or read what I offer. The heart never heals after you've lost a child. But the heart is able to open to a greater and greater sense of freedom. I live such a simple life because I've had such hardships emotionally. A day for me, a happy day, is one in which I cook and take a walk and do some still point energy work, write, watch a little TV. And at no point do I wish for a complicated life. Now, the ego always wants to jump in and complicate things. But that is not what I want my life to be about. So I hope you'll come back and listen to me speak about loss and the path and where I am today and what I've learned. Thank you so much for listening, and do come back.